joys, concerns, and praises. What would you like to share this morning? Talking about a patient, wonderful God who knows all things and gives us the peace that passes all understanding and just meets us right at our point of need. Prayer is just talking to God. I say that a lot on our online service where we do this youth message and so forth. And then the other part where we're doing a series on the book of Ecclesiastes. And we always close that segment with prayer. And I always tell people, you know, you don't need a 1-800 number. You don't need a preacher. You can talk directly to God because of what Christ did on the cross. When he gave up the ghost, the veil in the temple or the church at that time was rent in two. Because up to that time, you couldn't go into the Holy of Holies and you had to go to a priest and the priest would go in there for you. But when Jesus gave up the ghost, that's when the veil was rent in two, signifying that we had direct access to God. And Jesus also said sometime, go in your prayer closet and pray. What he meant by that is you can go in private and talk to God. Pour out your heart. You can holler at him if you want. You can tell him you're mad at him. You can tell him anything you want. But then you learn to communicate with God. It's what we call prayer. And we all have that ability.